This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Goat milk, American cheese, and Sears. What do they all have in common? That's the question for you. American cheese, goat meat, and Sears. Okay? Number one, do you eat American cheese? Would you put it on your goat burger, and would you eat it en route to Sears? Or not? That's the question. Now, what am I talking about? What the hell am I talking about right now? So millennials are, they get blamed for a lot of things. I don't blame millennials particularly for a lot, but on this point, it's their fault. Let me read you this headline here. Millennials kill again, the latest victim, American cheese. Okay? Nobody's eating American cheese anymore because it's not, they don't consider it healthy. So they're eating real cheese, but not really because of cows. Okay, so they don't like American cheese. You know the kind that's slight plastic, you know, a wrapper, and you take it out, you put it on bread, you melt it, deliciously wonderful goodness of cheesy, melty deliciousness. And you can feel it clogging your arteries on the way in. Mmm, that's how you make a real grilled cheese. You know what I mean? But millennials don't like Velveeta or any of that nonsense. They won't eat it. So the sales are not doing so good. Like nobody's buying the processed American cheese. And at the same time, they don't want real cheese, because of cows. Because cows, you understand, they cause all kinds of problems because of their methane issues. So cows, you know, with methane, so that means you got to stop eating cows and then their cheese and their milk and the byproducts. And they argue now you should be eating goat meat and goat cheese and all these other things. Now, that's interesting because if American cheese starts falling, and this is a big food company, and you kind of look around and you go, I don't know, Velveeta, Kraft, all these different companies, how they're going to do anymore going forward. And then you look at Sears declaring bankruptcy. Sears, they're going to go bankrupt. Not exactly surprising. And then the question becomes, is this all millennials' fault? The fact that we now have to eat goat meat, we're not buying American cheese, and Sears is going out of business. Is it all millennials' fault because of Amazon.com? Is all of it Amazon taking over the world? Now, I don't know about you, but I haven't been to Sears in a long time. I just haven't been to a Sears in a while. I hate going shopping anyway. I hate going to the malls. I hate going to stores. I hate the entire experience. So I try to buy things online. But there was a time when Sears was blamed for killing Main Street. You remember that? They said these big box stores like Sears, Roebuck and Company and Macy's and Bloomingdale's and all the others, they were killing the little mom and pop stores on Main Street. And then everybody got mad at Walmart and everybody got mad at the big box stores. Well, now that there's not a lot of mom and pops left and you're seeing big box stores close, now a lot of people are turning around going, whether it's Toys R Us or it's Sears, we got to blame Amazon now. It's Amazon's fault. And today there was a story in the New York Post that said, we got to break up Amazon before it's too late. The government needs to go in and break up Amazon before it's too late, before they wind up just getting a hold on everything. And young people, millennials, are not going to stores at all. They're not going to stores in any way, shape, or form. They're buying everything online. And now they're pushing goat milk on us. This article from the Huffington Post here was written by why it is that young people love goat meat. Goat accounts for about 6% of red meat consumption worldwide, with the annual per capita consumption of goat weighing in at 1.7 pounds. The highest level of goat meat consumption anywhere in the world is Sudan and China. They eat the goat in China too. Now, depending on your family's heritage, you might have enjoyed goat food in whatever poor, godforsaken country you came from. But then you came to America, or you live in America, and you don't eat goat because it's actually quite disgusting. But here in America, we don't eat a lot of goat meat, they say. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the average American will eat a record high 222.2 pounds of red meat and poultry this year. But we don't like goat meat in this country. And so right now, young people are trying to turn around and say, well, because of the earth, for global warming purposes, we got to make sure that we're not doing cows anymore. We're going to turn to goat milk. So there's a place called Blue Hill Farm in the Berkshires. They raise goats. And they say goats are the answer. They come in, they clear away the brush, they stomp down the grass. Goats weed absolutely everything. They're like little lawnmowers. And they say goat meat is a healthier option. And it's almost always free range, they say. It's considered to be a red meat, but according to the USDA, it has 40% less saturated fat than chicken and about half as much as saturated beef. They say that goat is, it also gives less methane, the goats. Goats need to go out and browse, not graze. So if you're eating domestic goat, that animal was almost certainly free range. And it doesn't taste gamey. They say it's delicious. Have you ever had a goat burger? 855-839-1210. No, there's a place that's called AZ Canteen. They make a burger of ground goat meat. And it's in Arizona. I would never eat that in my life. The goat burger.
So people who don't want to eat cows are okay eating goats?
They're saying goats should be the alternative to cows.
Oh, because of the global...
Global warming.
Okay, like it's not like a vegetarian thing. It's a global warming, we're all going to die thing. Okay.
Right. So goats, they say, can save the world. Eating goats can save the world because all these cows with all their methane wind up destroying the world. So what you have to do now is you got to make the switch to goat meat, all right?
You know, I wonder maybe this was, remember Goat Boy from Saturday Night Live? Maybe this was their subliminal message all those years ago with Goat Boy.
The next time we have him on the show, we'll ask him because he's a frequent, Goat Boy's a frequent guest on the show.
He is. He's coming back at the end of the month.
Ask him then and there. Eat your people. Have you ever had goat, Dawn?
No. But I do love, like you, I love goat cheese. But I don't eat cows or pigs, remember?
Right. So neither does Greg.
We know that.
Our associate producer Dan has eaten goat, and he can share his experience.
Dan, how do you like a goat, Big Dan? How do you like goat?
I actually had goat last week at an Indian buffet, and I got to say, goat tastes similar to a combination of duck and venison. It's a kind of oily like duck, but has the. You said in an article it's not gamey. It's definitely gamey, but it's definitely oily as well.
Ew.
Now, don't you think if goat meat tasted good, it would be sweeping the nation now?
Yes, exactly.
Right? It's the reason why American cheese at one point did sweep the nation, because processed American cheese tastes great. The Velveeta slices, grilled cheese, amazing. Right? But now, I bet you Dawn Stenslin doesn't have any of that in her house. Am I right?
You are correct.
Nope. I am correct. So, processed American cheese. Dan, now, do you eat that stuff?
No.
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
So you like a good Velveeta on a nice grilled cheese sandwich.
Velveeta and shells, my favorite.
See? Processed American cheese. It's a beautiful thing. But millennials now are turning away from that and turning towards goat cheese or goat milk or goat meat, all of it. And at the same time, they're no longer going to big box stores, which is why Sears is closing down and going out of business. Dan, have you ever been in a Sears in your life?
Not for like 10 years, Rich.
Not for 10 years, right?
No.
Dawn, when was the last time you were in Sears?
Not for a long time.
Okay. So maybe it's not just millennials. I mean, maybe everybody on the show is also the blame. But look, where do you buy most of your things?
Amazon?
Dan, how about you?
Walmart or ShopRite.
Walmart or ShopRite, not Amazon, huh?
No.
Okay. Dawn, where do you buy most of your things?
I would say it's a mix.
Okay.
It's a mix between Amazon, buying online, but also malls and stores, and Target, Walmart, things like that.
But you do buy a significant number of things online.
Yes.
Do you ever go to a place called Whole Foods?
Of course. Yes, you know that I do.
All right. Now, let me tie it all together for you, because I know you're thinking, goat meat, American cheese, and Sears. What the hell is he talking about? Amazon bought Whole Foods earlier this year.
Yes.
When they did, the stock of Kroger, which is another supermarket chain, plummeted. And so Amazon, by taking over the Whole Foods and, that entire operation right now, what do people, when they go to Whole Foods, what do they want to buy in terms of cheese? I don't even think they sell Velveeta there, do they?
No.
They don't.
They do not sell traditional like Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke either.
See? No. Now, I'm going to make you this bet right now. You are going to see at Whole Foods within the year goat meat. I bet you they don't have it now, but will they have it? Or maybe they do have it.
They
probably do.
They have a ton of fish, though.
They do have a ton of fish.
Yeah.
So soon, Amazon, because now you can have Whole Foods delivered to your home. Did you know that?
Yes.
Via Amazon
and
Fresh.
And they give you a 10% discount if you're Amazon Prime customer.
All right. So as Amazon continues to take over the world, and they really are. I mean, let's face it. Amazon is becoming like the single most powerful entity on the planet right now. As Amazon takes over the world and they take over Whole Foods, they'll have such an effect on our food supply. Big box stores shut down. We're going to see the end of sliced cheese and goat meat in everybody's refrigerator, courtesy of Jeff Bezos, within a decade. Mark my words. That's the Amazon effect on America. See that?
Yeah.
All right. So here's my point. The question then becomes, should Amazon be broken up? Is Amazon too powerful? That's the question. 855-839-1210. There's an article today in the New York Post, an op-ed writer saying that exact same point, that Amazon, the way they are with Whole Foods, the way they now are just, the writer blames them for destroying all of these stores, Toys R Us, Sears, etc. I don't blame Amazon as much as I blame us. I blame the consumer, right? Because if we stop going to those stores, there's no market anymore. They're going to wind up going out of business. If we stop eating Velveeta sliced cheese, it's going to be a problem for the people that make Velveeta cheese. We'll never have to worry about goat meat taking over America because it's disgusting. But nevertheless, these are choices that consumers are making, are they not?
Yeah.
So that's the question.
But did Dan like the meat? Did he say, did he like the goat meat?
No, he said it was gamey, right?
Yeah, I was not a fan.
Okay.
Not a fan of goat meat.
I went back to my chicken and beef.
So if you had a choice, if you went to a food truck in Philly and they had goat burgers. Well, if they had goat burgers or burgers made of meat, cow meat, what would you get?
Water.
No, not you, Dawn. Dan.
Oh, sorry.
I know you don't eat meat.
Definitely a beef burger.
Do you see McDonald's ever doing goat, goat quarter pounders with cheese?
If your prediction comes true, I could see us down the road having McDonald's with goat.
They see that? With goat. McDonald's still uses the good cheese, the sliced cheese on their burgers. But that may change as well. Because some fast food companies now are getting away from processed American cheese. And they're saying now that they'll only use real cheddar, which sounds good for farmers and all, except for the fact that it's then going to raise the price of food. So at the end of the day, I think it's very, very obvious. Goat milk, sliced cheese, Sears. You can thank millennials and Amazon for all of this destruction that we're reaping on America right now. Does something need to happen to Amazon in the wake of Sears filing bankruptcy? Are they too powerful? Do you think the government does need to do something, or is it not Amazon's fault as much as it's our fault? Columnist here, Michelle Callahan, she writes now, Maureen Callahan, excuse me, that Amazon is taking over the world. We just don't even realize it right now. Her suggestion is the government needs to step in and trust bust it. Trust bust that baby up. Do you agree with that? 855-839-1210. Her argument is we need to break up Amazon. She says the key to competitive markets is that no one entity has too much control of the marketplace. But now, of course, to push back on that, as I mentioned to you with Velveeta cheese, I mean, nobody is forcing people to stop eating of American cheese. It just, consumers don't want to eat it anymore for various reasons. Sometimes people just don't want to go to Sears anymore. People just may not want to go to a mall anymore. I mean, people may just not want to do these things anymore. And some places where they don't want to do things like eat goat milk or goat meat, I should say, then they'll be forced upon it, because what is it really but goat is from another culture, as somebody correctly pointed out. And that culture needs to be infiltrating America even more and more. As you see, the multiculturalism should include goat meat, which is a delicacy in certain parts of the Middle East. See where I'm going with this? Amazon may be the problem. The problem may also just be us and our buying habits, which is why goat meat has to be forced on us, thank God, because we don't want to buy it. But everything else, on us. 855-839-1210. So should Amazon be broken up? They bought Whole Foods, and they actually now, one of the things they want to do is they want to change the way we eat. I kid you not. They want to change the way we eat to make us, of course, a healthier, but also to be better to planet Earth. It's one of their mission statements now with Jeff Bezos at the helm. Let's start with Mike. He's in Newtown. Mike, should the government go after Amazon? What's your thought?
Should they go after Amazon? No, not at all. I'd rather talk about goat meat.
Go ahead.
Okay, so a while back, my girlfriend and I were taking my son out for lunch, and he hates going out to eat, so we let him pick the restaurant, and he picked a Jamaican restaurant in downtown Trenton. So we went there, and we're staring at the menu, have no idea what anything is, and a woman who works in the kitchen kind of pokes her head out and just shakes her head like, you poor white people have no idea what you're doing here. So she brings out a plate, It has like four different things on it. And she's like, says in a very thick Jamaican accent, just try everything, let me know what you like, and I'll cook that for you. So we're trying everything, and it's all just delicious. And the one thing that my girl and my kid, they were just like, whoa, that's way too hot. We can't go near that. I was like, I want that. And it was curried goat. And this was one of the most delicious things I've ever had in my life. I recommend curried goat to everyone.
All right, Mike, thank you for that advice. We're all going to rush out and buy it, okay?
Well, to his defense, you know, Dan had the goat. It was at a buffet, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, like, goat meat at a buffet.
Very true.
You know?
You know who else has goat meat? People in huts who have trench foot and live in unsanitary conditions. Frank is in Malvern. Frank, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Rich, what's going on? So a couple months ago, Amazon bought PillPack, which is like an online pharmacy, and that day, CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid lost nearly $13 billion in stock the very same day that it was announced. So I don't know if the government should go after Amazon or not. I just think it's wild that they buy an online company, a pharmacy company, and the biggest three pharmacies lose billions, man, the same day. It's wild to me. So
yeah, and because it's true. It's the same reason why when they bought Whole Foods, Kroger's stock went down too, because it's almost as if people know with Amazon's distribution methods already in place, they're going to be a dominant force, which is why these other companies wind up losing shares before anything even occurs, you know?
Well, what's wild is they also, you know, Bezos owns the Washington Post. So there was a story recently in the Washington Post that talked about how we need to import more foreign labor because nobody's around to do the picking of the fruit, that sort of thing. And I thought, well, isn't it interesting that the Post is setting that up for Amazon to be able to get cheap labor so they could keep the cost down of Whole Foods? So, I mean, you start to get into things like that and you think to yourself, Amazon really does have a lot of power and a lot of sway.
It does. It does indeed.
Yeah, man.
And so I guess the question then becomes, what role, if anything, does the government play in all this? And Frank, as you say, you know, who knows, right? And who knows what will happen in the future. Thanks, brother. Appreciate the call. Vince is in Douglasville. Vince, is the problem on Amazon? Are they too big? Does the government need to get in there? No.
Another liberal writer that only gives you half the facts and they want the government to come in and swoop everything. Hey, as much as I would love to slam Bezos and really stick it to him for other reasons, Sears' problem started a long time ago when they started to build those standalone stores to compete with Home Depot and Lowe's. So they basically had their great lines of Kenmore and Craftsman where people would go to the stores, a full department store, and they basically said, hey, now go to a different location because we're taking the Kenmore and the Craftsman tools to standalone boxes. They bought all of the real estate, they had all of the taxes, and then they picked up Kmart. You want the government to step in and do something with this. They're going to keep on with higher taxes for internet. Then they did the same thing with Walmart, where it's like, oh, it's too big to fail. That, you know, they're going to get involved and muck it up. Amazon was smart when they bought Whole Foods, not because they're trying to push their food on us. It's because they see the trend happening with clean eating. That's the way it is.
Well, are you going to get some goat, my man?
I'm not going to get some goat.
You're not
going to
get some burger.
No, but I do eat the clean food. Whole Foods does a good product, man. You go in there, they got a great clean food. It's all good. No preservatives. I mean, you can't.
What about processed American cheese? Do you eat American cheese slices?
I do, but yeah. I've curtailed it a little bit. But listen, there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, supporting the small farmers and getting good food. The medical research speaks about all the preservatives. I mean, it's you start to wake up, but they're not pushing any food on you. They're not going to change how we eat. Kroger's still going to shop at Kroger if you want boxed macaroni and cheese. It's just that people that are changing their eating habits. So the free market is actually dictating the popular grocery stores. That's the way it is.
I agree with you. It's the reason why the left is trying to push goat meat on us, because we don't want it. It's true.
Boscov's is doing great. I mean, you know, they added a store. Why is it? It's a destination place to shop. You can get a lot of everything at great prices. Try it
there
on.
There you go.
You can't buy stuff on it.
Thank you, Vince. All right, yes, Vince. Sir. Thank you. All right. He works for Boscov's.
And they gift wrap for free.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
See, what I would do if I were in charge is I would just have, as soon as guys walk in, I'd have a leather chair and a beer for them. And they could sit there and let their wives shop. And then let a place for the kids to run around. Because, I mean, it's all, like, going to these stores with children is awful.
Yeah.
It is
a nightmare.
Awful. There's nothing good that comes from it. And like Claire the other day, you know, we took her to a store. She's walking around, my daughter, she's two. And Bridget said we had to leave because Claire is touching everything and she's getting looks. You know, and my poor wife, she's wanted to go shopping for a little bit. I can't go with Patrick because he has the attention span that I do. He's four. And the two of us need to get the hell out of there as soon as possible. You know what I mean? So it's not easy. When I can push a button and have it delivered right to me. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's just better that way. But I feel bad. If I can go to a local place or a place I know, I'll do it. You know, I'd rather go to my local hardware store, go to Lowe's, then buy it online if I can. But sometimes I can't. You know, that's the other thing, too. I'm not driving in a half hour if I don't have to, right?
Exactly. And free delivery by a lot of these, you know, if you buy so much.
Exactly. Bob is an Ambler. Bob, does the government need to do something on Amazon?
Nope. I got to tell you, when you talk about Sears, it's Sears' fault. And it's every other retailer's fault that is in this predicament. Because the first time, and I don't know how many years ago that happened, but you know, the first time you were able to buy something online, the writing was on the wall at that point. And a guy like Bezos, who I can't stand, but I admire, saw that and slowly but surely built his online store. And the key to it, his backbone, is the distribution, right? And he did it in plain view of everybody. Every store in America or in the world watched what he was doing. They could have done the same thing, but they didn't. And so what happened is now they're in the situation where he's, you know, the future is now, and they failed to act on it.
Bob, would you ever get a goat cheesesteak with processed American cheese on it?
Yeah, why not? But you know what? I prefer killing my own deer.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, kill all the deer, man. As far as I'm concerned.
And going out and getting my wild mushrooms.
That's it, bro. I like those kind of mushrooms, too. Send me some. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call. I'm bringing all this up because today the Drudge linked to a New York Post piece today that said, break up Amazon before it does any more damage to America. John's in Collegeville. John, do we need to break up Amazon?
No, we don't. Amazon's doing a great job, and people don't know all the extent of what Amazon is doing. They're getting into software. And really, the biggest competitor to Amazon is Walmart. And at some point, Walmart and Amazon will effectively become utilities. At that point, they will need to be regulated like utilities.
Oh, God, I have no idea what that means. But I don't
just
like
imagine,
it.
Just imagine, you have water. Can any other company other than your water company provide water to your house?
I could go to Deer Park. I guess I could contract out privately and get my own water brought in. I guess I don't have to use tap water, right?
Exactly. But your municipality gives a franchise to the water company to sell you water that's plumbed into your house.
Yeah.
That is how extensive Amazon will become.
Well, we will see about that. That's a very bold prediction. Thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. What other talk show host can bring you down a path of goat meat, sliced cheese, Amazon, Sears, and you see how it all ties together. That's the brilliance of this program. Am I right, Dawn?
Yes.
Brilliance.
Correct.
Only we can do this.
Rizzioli 306. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,